Listening Comprehension, Beyond Horizons, Issue 48. You will hear a conversation between two friends. For questions 1 to 6, tick the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Amy, did you hear that James has dropped out of school?
No, I haven't. When did that happen?
Just last week, he didn't turn up for the maths exam, which I thought was strange because he had been working so hard on it.
I found that weird too, but Mrs. Tan said that James was absent because he wasn't feeling well, so I didn't think too much about it. What a pity.
Indeed. I mean, he has been struggling to pass his tests the whole year, but he seemed really determined to work as hard as he can. I thought he was improving in his recent tests. Besides, the last I saw him, he did not mention he was thinking of dropping out at all.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision to make. It is giving up a whole year of hard work, not to mention the possibility of disappointing his parents. I know they really wanted him to finish junior college and go on to university.
He still can make it to university eventually, though. It's just going to take a longer time.
Time is not always the most important thing, don't you think? I've heard of some people who just couldn't cope with the demands of a junior college education and suffered from mental health issues.
That's really sad. I've also heard of some who were determined to stay on but ended up doing poorly for the A-level examinations and had to settle for a polytechnic diploma course. I suppose sacrificing a year is better than 2 years.
There is just so much pressure to perform in our studies. It really takes the joy out of studying at times. I mean, I do enjoy learning every day, but it is hard to fully enjoy it when I'm always thinking about whether I can pass the next test or examination.
Is it really necessary to score distinctions in every single examination, though? Is it an accurate reflection of a student's capabilities?
To some extent, I think it does provide a degree of measure, but there are other factors that determine whether one is able to score in examinations or not. For example, one's mental state plays a very important role. If one is mentally unhealthy, it is hard to perform even for someone naturally talented.
Sometimes it could even be a matter of luck. I really do question the obsession with going to university. I mean, for most people, it does make it easier for them to get started on a career, but surely one can do well in life even without a university degree.
I agree. I read a news article recently of people who have great careers but never went to university for various reasons. Some were late bloomers, while others had better options come up for them. So they decided to skip another 3 or 4 years of studying and instead start a business.
And then you have my uncle, who chose to take over his family business instead of going to university. He is really good at it, though. So at the end of the day, it is really an individual tapping on his or her strengths that determines whether one will succeed in life.
Yes. Anyway, back to James. Do you know what his plans are?
I heard that he is going to a polytechnic to work on a diploma in marine engineering. It will involve a lot of hands-on work rather than just studying. So I think it might actually work well for him.
How about his parents? Are they supportive?
Much as they are disappointed, I think they still support his decision in the end. They just want the best for him, that's all.
Supportive parents are so important in helping us to succeed in life. I am fortunate to be able to cope with junior college. But I know if I cannot, my parents will support any reasonable alternatives I choose.
My parents will try to encourage me to persevere, but if I tell them I can't do it, I'm confident they would support me too.
Speaking of persevering, when do you think we should accept that it is better to give up?
It is a very personal thing. For some people, they might prefer to just move on to something else they might have a better chance of excelling in. For other people, they might want to spend more time before convincing themselves to give up. As long as we are happy with our decision, that's all that matters.
You have a point there. Sometimes we might only discover something about ourselves after repeated failures. Every failure is a chance to learn more about ourselves. But sometimes you just know when something is not going to work out after the first failure.